This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Clashes erupted between riot police and protesters during a rally against France's special virus pass in Paris on Saturday. The French Interior Ministry announced that 10 people were arrested. 3 police officers were wounded in the French capital. Some 3,000 security forces deployed around Paris for a third weekend of protests against the pass that will be needed soon to enter restaurants and other places. With virus infection spiking and hospitalizations rising, French lawmakers passed a bill requiring the pass in most places starting August 9th. It does require a vaccination or a quick negative test or proof of recent recovery from COVID-19 and mandates vaccine shots for all healthcare workers by mid-September. New South Wales, Australia's most populous state, reported 210 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 Saturday as police cordon off a downtown Sydney with multiple checkpoints to prevent a planned anti-lockdown protest. The city and its victims have been under weeks-long strict lockdowns that is to last at least until the end of August while battling an outbreak of the highly infectious Delta variant. In the U.S., federal health officials say Florida has reported more than 21,600 new cases of COVID-19. That's the state's highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic. The state has become the new national epicenter for the virus, accounting for around a fifth of all new cases in the U.S. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has resisted mandatory mask-wearing requirements and vaccine requirements, and along with state legislature, has limited local officials' ability to impose measures meant to stop the spread of COVID-19. More at voanews.com. This is VOA.